Reflection by Father Luis Sozzano from the Gospel Luke 6, verses 1 through 5. Structuralism. First, he was going through. We can compare this with your journey through life. You must go through situations and move on, even if it's hard for you. In facing situations and moving forward, you have two great enemies inside of you that can complicate life: depression and suffocating anxiety. Suffocating anxiety is that anxiety which paralyzes you, the one that fills you with fear and leads you to imagine things that are not real. This anxiety can create imaginary problems for you because you begin to assume things and draw conclusions that are not true. Dwelling on them can bring your life to a standstill and make you forget who you really are as a person. You are a person with freedom to pursue your great project in life, which is to be happy. On the other hand, there is depression, which is different from sadness. Depression makes you feel miserable for no apparent reason, and you shut yourself in a world of negativity. This also destroys your aim in life. These are both extreme cases that I present to you, but they can come calling. That's why I want you to be careful. Never forget to pray and to receive the sacraments. They will help you overcome these enemies. Second, it's not allowed. As I've mentioned before, we must beware of falling into a formal or structural type of religion, into fanaticism, where you try and use God for your own framework, for your own anxiety, or for your own depression. Don't shut out what's new, and learn to meet your needs by asking for help and knowing that we will always be in need of one another. Jesus invites you to live life fully and to be normal, natural, and not over-structuralized. God's proposal today is to help you overcome your hunger and your needs. First, you have to be prepared to recognize what you need and what you want to change. Third, you can't do it. We can fall into the temptation of being like policemen or customs officers, telling everyone what they can or cannot do or say. We should not check what those around us are doing all the time. Being God's children involves walking in freedom and knowing oneself, to accept one's limitations and needs. This is called maturity. It's vital to understand how far I can go and how far I can't. What I can do and what I can't. Just being yourself and accepting God's path for you is living in freedom and maturity. God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.